terrific since I've walked through the door of the club. He's got that leadership skill. He's a proper man. And in tough times, really, and we've had some tough times, he's been the standout figure. And I think everybody is warmed to him because of his attitude towards him. You know, the supporters have took to him because he gives you everything he's got. A typical old-fashioned type, if you like. You know, he's a real warrior in that respect, and he's been terrific this season. Whether he'll make Brighton next week is a doubt.
Mm. In some ways, it'll feel a little bit like a home game. There's 8,000 Villa fans going up there, which is quite incredible. So you've got to put on a show away from home, hopefully.
Well, that's where we've been hugely disappointed. And next year, going forward, you know, we're in the bottom half of the league of away fixtures and away points. So that has to improve. Our home record stacks up and has been okay. But away from home, and when you see 8,000 people going to Blackburn when we're mid-table in the Championship, is the reason why, and we can say it, that's why the club is a big club, because of the following we've got, the supporters, and you have to say well done to them, 8,000, when our last home game. So always we've got to show up and make sure that, you know, we do our jobs properly and have something in my mind that, you know, we've got to finish in the top 10. We've got a chance to, and a club of our stature and the way we are, we've got to make sure we do that.
Some of those 8,000 allegedly wearing Blackburn shirts. I don't know how true that is.
Well, I said it last week and I'll reiterate it now. We'll go up there and make sure that we do our best. And as I've said many times, for the city of Birmingham, we need two clubs. And the Derby game, if that's anything to go by last week, we still want it. Everybody enjoys it. There's a little bit of friction to it. It's always on edge. It's never a great spectacle, I have to say, as a football match. When I watched it back twice this week, wow. I only got to half-time the second time and thought, I've seen enough of this crap. I'm not supposed to say that. But it is a typical Derby game, and both teams went at it. The ball, you know, there wasn't much quality on show. But then again, you know, we've just seen the big Manchester Derby. Yes, there was a bit more quality, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't the spectacle that everybody wants to see. But they're not bothered. The supporters went home happy because we've won 1-0.
I think you said after the game that it's going to be quite a busy summer here at Villa. Is that busy outgoings, is that busy incomings, or is that busy both?
Well, at the end of the day, we've got, as I've said, something like 12 players out on loan, with a few sprinkling of young lads, which of course adds to the numbers. So there is still a clear up job to be done. You know, what is the futures of all these players who are on loan? We have to address that. So in that respect, it's going to be busy. Really, is in my perspective now, I've got the nucleus of a very decent squad for the Championship. I now had to have real two, three, four real bits of quality. Somebody that's going to make a huge difference. Because I think this is what this club demands. 8,000 fans tomorrow, away from home. That's why, you know, we need players who can handle the expectation. So 2, 3, 4 of real bits of quality is what I'm trying to do.
Because, you know, I know January was, it's kind of like a whirlwind, the January window anyway, but you weren't long to the club. For you personally, this is the time to put your Steve Bruce mark on it.
I had a big decision in January. I mean, the first week of January, I know I've lost Codger, and we had a wonderful offer for what I thought for Castet. So a big decision to make straight away, you know. But going forward, I thought the size of the money for Rudy was good at the time. So a whirlwind in January, yes. So you're right. Look, back in the day, you could loan a few players too. So you have to be spot on now in the transfer windows. And there's been so much movement in and out of Aston Villa for the last 2, 3, 4 years. Then I would think there would be more outs than ins, that's for sure. Obviously, will be determined by how the transfer market works.
Just find out for me, in terms of Blackburn, they've almost got to win, if you like. They're at home and their fans will expect them to at least have a go.
Of course they will.
And in terms of what you've got to do, you've got to kind of deal with the side they're literally fighting for their life.
Well, they are fighting for their life, so we know what we're going to expect. If we think we're going to just go up there and it's just going to be easy, it never is, the championship, especially when there's something to play for. So they'll be fighting for their lives, you're right, and they've made a fist of it under Tony. When I look at their team, and they've got some real bits of quality in it. So I'm expecting a very difficult game, but with 8,000 people travelling, 8,000 Villa fans, then it should be a cracking game.
You mentioned quality. Can you define quality? Are you talking about technical quality, or are you talking about Premiership experience quality?
Yeah, bit of both, Tom. You know, of what I've learned very, very quickly, is that you know we need real bits of quality. You know, because it's very, very difficult to play here with the expectation. So we've got to have players who can handle that expectation, who can handle playing for a big club, who can handle the big stage. So that usually points towards Premiership quality, international quality. And that, for me, going forward, is the most difficult part, because obviously they're expensive. You know, they're really expensive, and we have to cut our cloth always, because, you know, that's the way, the financial fair play and all the rest of it. So, you know, to let 12 or 13 go in the summer and bring in 3 or 4 is my ideal scenario. Will be governed of obviously how far we can do that with people leaving the football club.
Those 3-4 players, though, quality you talk about, have to have the right attitude, because the Championship is no place for the meek, is it?
No. But then again, you know, we have the dangle of playing here, this club of ours. Yeah. You know, every week you're playing at Villa Park, one of the great stadiums, one of the great supports, and people look at it, and, you know, the easiest part I've ever got here as a manager is just of what we've got. It's very, very easy, because we've got all the bits, and people enjoy playing here.
Newcastle going out, the three teams coming down, Sheffield United, Bolton coming up. Might not be quite as much quality, but it will be tougher.
I think it always is, Tom. You know, we've experienced the Championship just like I have over the years, and it's never easy. Never, ever, ever easy. I have to say, Brighton have made it look easy. Last year they were unfortunate, and they've got a nucleus of a very, very good Championship side. So I'm not expecting it to be easy. It won't be easy if we think we can just, because we're Aston Villa, go out there and think we're going to just romp the league. Then we're far mistaken. It's going to be difficult. So there's a big summer ahead of us, and let's hope it's fruitful.
You've been over there a few times, got over the line. What do you need to get over the line? What is it over 46 games? The one thing you
physicality,
need.
Endurance, attitude, all of them things, tough, resilient, you know, all of them things are what you need in the Championship. You maybe not have to have individually the best players, but your team has to have a certain resilience to be able to physically cope with 46 games, Saturday, Tuesday, relentless over the winter. It's a tough, tough league in that respect, so all of them things is what you need. Of course, then, that little bit of quality. And that's the little bit of sprinkling which I think we need just at this moment now, that you know a real quality midfield player, a real quality wide player is something which, you know, we'll look to try and bring in.
All who know how to win.
And of course know how to win.